Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
How I wanted to start was to play the prologue. Let's see what memories evoke when we take a listen.
Great.
So every time I hear that music, I have Jerome Robbins' choreography in my head, and I see a bunch of guys in tight jeans jumping up in the air. That's where I go when I hear that music. Where does it take you?
Well, that was a very radical departure from the norm when the show opened in 1957, that you would have no overture, but just these very modern chords, and then you'd have... That's not the way musicals began.
Why has this show lasted so long? Why is the legacy so strong? Why does it mean so much to us now?
Well, I think there are several reasons. One is that it's performed in many, many high schools. So young people have access to this show, I think, in a way that is not true of many other musicals. But I think it's both the story and the music. And the story is it's people from different groups, communities, falling in love with each other and incurring the wrath of a bigoted society and prejudiced society. And so that story still speaks to us. And also the young love, it's just starry-eyed young love. And then I think just the music. Those songs don't die.
Someday, somewhere, we'll find a new way of living.
How did the audiences react?
No Broadway musical at that point ended with these deaths and this very sad young woman walking slowly off the stage with her head bowed. You know, that was just, whoa.
The show happens and then the motion picture hits. And that seems to have catapulted the story that we all know into sort of this universal pop cultural phenomenon that gets... sort of borrowed in even a Gap commercial. Can you talk a little bit about how widespread, how popular is West Side Story?
It fed into the public consciousness in a way that very few musicals ever have. Yes, the movie was an enormous success. And it kind of branded the songs from the show on everybody's consciousness. So even if you don't know the show, you might recognize a sort of West Side Story moment.
I think almost every girl I know or woman I know who's ever had to try on or pretend to try on a bridal veil always remembers that scene in the movie, putting on the veil and looking in the mirror.
See the pretty girl in that mirror there? Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me.
Yeah, and you know, I Feel Pretty is often considered just a prime piece of camp now, but it's charming in its own way. You know, it's both campy as heck and it's charming.
It's alarming how charming it is.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite song?
I think I have one favorite dance number, which is Cool, the song Cool. The dance in that number is so athletic and difficult. And then I think my favorite song actually is Something's Coming, one of the reasons I called the book that.
Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows.
Nisha Burson is theater critic for the Seattle Times and the author of Something's Coming, Something Good, West Side Story, and the American Imagination. Thank you, Misha, for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle, you're gonna come through, coming to me.